For a moment, the boy's mind went blank, and then he saw in a flash all the horror of the situation he was in. The acceptance tests were to begin at 7 sharp in the morning. There would be only a scant 5 minutes after the whistle blew to get someone's attention, even if he could find that wrench in the night and judge the right time to begin his signals for help, for he had no watch. And unless he banged all night, he couldn't be sure of being heard in the morning. Tim's flashlight, fortunately, was a new one, and undoubtedly he would be able to locate the wrench with it before long. But as he set about doing it, his mind raced on, picturing what might happen within the next few hours. Suppose he found the wrench and used it. Even suppose the men heard the noise he made before they started the blower. Would they recognize it as a call for help, or would they think the great machine was merely stretching itself for its morning run? He was desperately afraid that they would do the latter. Tim makes his escape. And now, Tim's nerve was weakening. He slumped down in his tracks and wept. Wept because, as it suddenly flashed upon him, he would not be there to see his beloved blower pass her tests. Then came the slight bump of something touching his neck. It was the metal. With his flashlight, he examined its greasy inscription, as if he did not know every word of it by heart already. For faithful service in the company's interest, it read around the edge. The well-remembered words steadied him. Would it be faithful service, he asked himself, until all service was complete and the blower was on her way to India? No, it would not, decided the boy. It's up to me to come out of this hole alive, he said. I believe it can be done, and I'll do it.